Now, I wanted to ask you about the split in the law enforcement community regarding this issue. It seems like the sheriffs are all for it, whereas the Association of Chiefs of... I mean, the sheriffs are opposed to it, whereas the Chiefs of Police Association is for it.
I don't know what has caused a split. I do not have an explanation for it. I do know what the ramifications of the law are, and I do know what happens on the ground trying to support it. Now, I want to say, first and foremost, that I will do anything I can to support the Office of Corrections and the County Probation Parole Offices. But if they are faced with a situation where they cannot provide the level of supervision that the law calls for, and that is the ultimate issue.
How many parole officers are there in Carroll County?
We have three parole officers. The challenges the biggest challenge they have is they all have a caseload of approximately 200, but I think that's a standard statewide. And then the other challenge is they only have one cruiser between the three of them.
They're supposed to be doing these face-to-face visits.
I don't know exactly what their standards are, but I do know just from working in the field and from working with them is that they can't do what they're being asked to do. They don't have the resources, they don't have the support, and they're basically on their own because law enforcement generally cannot interact with parolees because what is a parole violation is not necessarily a breach of the law. And that's where the difficulty is because law enforcement does not have statutory authority to deal with parole issues. Only the parole officers do.
And the concern that I heard early on was how this is going to affect the counties. You know, there's going to be downshifting of costs to them.
I'm not sure exactly what the costs are going to be. There will be costs, but the greatest cost is going to be in manpower and the risk to public safety. That's where the greatest cost is. And when they talk about the cost at the state prison, I think anybody that wants to take an empirical look at that, they've got to look at the numbers because the vast majority of any costs associated with the institution are fixed costs. And it doesn't change whether you have 400 inmates or you have 200 inmates. And those numbers need to be looked at because the savings, even under the most favorable circumstances, the savings aren't there.